Yes, well, headaches are often underdiagnosed and undertreated, particularly in medical settings. There's a few reasons for this. Some headache patients have never actually sought medical care, and a lot of these people just tend to treat acute attacks if and when they occur outside of medical care. And then some have sought medical care but have not been terribly happy with the results in terms of the effectiveness or side effects with the medications and safety concerns. And then the third reason is, in fact, to do with the medical doctors themselves. A fairly high percentage of medical doctors still don't necessarily take the time to specifically diagnose a patient's headache type.
So, what sort of types of headaches are there?
Well, there's a huge number of headache types and subtypes listed in the International Classification of Headache Disorders. But perhaps the most common recurrent headache types are tension headache, migraine, and what's called cervicogenic headache, which is just a fancy name for neck headache. But tension headache is huge. It's the most commonly reported health problem globally. And migraine is huge. It's the seventh largest cause of disability globally, and neck headache affects about 5% of all adults globally at some stage. And then, interestingly, a headache type that's increasing in prevalence is a type that's actually called medication overuse headache. And that's a headache that occurs more and more often as people treat headache more and more often with many of the headache drugs available.
How do you do a diagnosis, or how do you determine what is a headache from what is a migraine?
There is very specific criteria that is used to diagnose individual headache types. So, for example, the diagnosis of tension headaches are described as more often both sides of the head. They tend to feel like a pressing or a tightening feeling on both sides of the head. They tend to be milder or more moderate in intensity, and they don't have any associated complications that migraines have. Migraines, for example, tend to be a more severe headache. They're on one side of the head more often. And migraines can really restrict your physical activities and can be associated with nausea or vomiting.
So, how do people normally manage their headaches?
One of the great challenges with headache treatments is the management of them. People either take drugs for an acute attack, or a lot of people take medications to prevent their headaches, particularly if they're prone to headaches on a very frequent basis. Over time, people who are using headache medications, many of the headache medications more and more often, run the risk of actually increasing their frequency of headaches as a direct result or consequence of the overuse of these medications. So there's a range of healthcare providers that can be involved in headache management. Most often, people would first consider going to a GP, and in many countries, that might even be followed by a neurologist where a headache is becoming complicated and difficult to manage. But other headache providers could involve counselors and psychologists. And then, of course, you have allied health professionals like chiropractors, osteopaths, and physiotherapists who are providing a physical treatment or what we call manual therapy.
So this comes into the area of chiropractic. Why is that relevant in the area of headaches and migraines?
Headaches is about the third most common reason people tend to seek chiropractic care. After low back pain and neck pain, headaches is the third most common reason. And there's certainly a growing body of research to support why they would do that. We're seeing basic science research that is showing an association between our neck and problems with the muscles and joints in the neck and the common recurrent headaches such as tension headache and migraine. And we're also seeing, for example, studies showing that the greater the neck disability, the more often many of these people will get a migraine. And in fact, many people with migraine report having neck pain either just before the migraine or during the migraine or having neck pain immediately after the migraine. So we're certainly seeing a lot of evidence that the neck problems with the muscles and joints of the neck can be involved in many of these headaches.
So, what exactly does the chiropractor do in this situation? How are they helping the person who's experiencing that headache?
Most often the treatment is called manual therapy, so this is described as hands-on treatment, primarily targeting the neck and shoulders, sometimes even the joint and muscles around the jaw as well. But typically it might involve spinal manipulation, joint or spinal mobilization or massage techniques, or other musculoskeletal techniques involving the hands and involving the effect you can have on muscles and joint articulations.
Might people seek chiropractic headache treatment in the same way for migraines?
The research to date is showing certain manual therapy methods work better for migraines, and other manual therapy methods might work better for neck headache and tension headache. For example, with tension headache, the techniques that we use tends to be more focused on the muscles, massage, working on trigger points, stretching muscles around the neck and shoulders. Whereas we're seeing with migraine and cervicogenic headache, in other words, neck headache, that, for example, spinal manipulation is more likely to be effective. So as research continues, what we're seeing is manual therapy isn't necessarily effective in turning off a headache when you're in the middle of a headache, but a course of manual therapy or hands-on treatment of the neck is showing results that can influence future headaches and the repeating of headaches, so what we call preventative treatment.